Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. As we know, the new Galisano Children's Hospital will be opening in just a few weeks. In anticipation, we'll be bringing you several guests over the next few weeks who can give us a peek into the services of the new hospital, how things will or won't change, what the experience might be for families. We're going to begin this morning with Dr. Richard Cantor, who joins us from the Pediatric Emergency Department. Good morning, Dr. Cantor.
Good morning.
And welcome back. We're glad to have you here. We enjoy it when you come here. And I wish all of our listeners could see the twinkle in your eye sometimes when you give me some of the answers you give me. In any case, I also want to tell listeners that you're an associate professor of emergency medicine and pediatrics and director of pediatric emergency services and the medical director of the Upstate Poison Center. So I guess I would ask you too, do you ever sleep?
More and more.
Okay. Yes. All right. Well, you're certainly in a position to tell us more about pediatric emergency. You call it PEDS-ED? Yeah.
Thank you.
How many kids do you see in a year?
On the average for the past 4 years, we've been seeing 20 to 21,000 a year.
That's an astounding number of kids.
It's quite a workload.
It is. Are you seeing more these days?
Many people who are much brighter than us have predicted that we would see an influx of kids as we developed the concept and the reality of a children's hospital. And we have gone up 20% in the last 6 months in terms of visits.
20% in the last six months. All right.
If you project that through the year, we'll probably hit 24 to 25,000 as opposed to 20 to 21.
Wow. All right. Well, let's talk about the potential. I mean, what could be causing that?
Well, we had a very difficult winter. Everyone in the country realized the flu epidemic was real, measurable, and we were happy to take care of any and all comers.
And that was seasonal flu you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. In addition, I think people are starting to understand that we are the medical home for children. The Galisano name, the Children's Hospital Initiative, these are real measurable things you can see now when you drive by the hospital.
Yes.
It's no longer a donation you made months and years ago. And the people of Central New York have earned the right to have a children's hospital, and we are, I always joke about it, Treehouse notwithstanding, the front door to the children's hospital.
You are, because a huge number of the kids who come to you through the emergency department are actually admitted, aren't they?
Basically, for every 10 children who are in the hospital, we've admitted 6 to 7 through the pediatric emergency department.
That's really a big number.
It's
and real. These kids are coming for a variety of reasons, aren't they?
Every year I'm in practice, I don't as much get smarter, but I get more experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And the variety of what's coming to us is never ending.
So let's talk about some of the reasons kids do get brought to the emergency room.
I'll give you a perfect day, a typical day with predictable results. The mornings begin quietly. However, many of the children who are up all night with fevers, irritability, coughing, and pneumonia, and mm-hmm. viral illnesses, and gastrointestinal illnesses come in.
They do.
Parents get nervous. They call their primary care docs. They're not open or they sound sick on the phone. In they come. Followed by ambulances from morning accidents, which can be coffee cups on your kitchen table that Billy pulls down, to pills left out overnight, to unsupervised sleep arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
Seizures occur in the morning when body temperature goes up. We have a predictability to that. We have a secondary wave of children who come in from 11 to 1 around the lunchtime hour because they sleep a bit later now that school's out.
Mm-hmm.
And the safest place for a child is either school or in bed.
And okay.
I live in terror of the summer in the sense that where normal people see fun, I see danger.
Sure.
And that's what we see in the midday.
You've got kids on bikes. You've got kids on skateboards.
On trampolines, around unprotected pools, unprotected poisons. Parents love their children. We've talked about this before. They want them happy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they often buy them toys and entertainment objects that are a bit more advanced than the child is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they want to think that their child is that much smarter than whatever the age is on the box, right?
Absolutely.
Well, I want to go back to what you were saying about the increase in numbers. Yes, the flu was big, but that does not account for 25%.
I think there's a trust factor. I'm hopeful.
Yes.
We have this is an important issue. If you come to the Pediatric Emergency Department at University Hospital, you will get either a board-certified pediatric emergency medicine specialist who has taken 6 years of training to become that,
mm-hmm.
or you will get a board-certified emergency medicine physician who is essentially trained to take care of all ages. Mm-hmm. There are many other variations in other emergency departments in Central New York, not saying those doctors are not good. They're just not board-certified in our specialty. And I don't know if I would call a plumber for an electrical problem.
Sure, okay.
That's my take.
All right, so all of these kids are coming in and the numbers are going up. I can't think that there are that many more accidents among the same number of kids. Are you also seeing, do you think, a ripple effect from all the PR and so forth around the opening of the Children's Hospital? Are people just more aware?
I think they are, and I think you've got old behavior patterns. People shop emergencies in different ways. I really don't pretend to understand why people go to certain places. Like, why would someone go to an urgent care versus a big emergency department? Every place you go in life has a reputation for its experience. And many people go to urgent care over EDs because they think it's simple.
Yeah.
Or they hope it's simple.
They think it's more convenient.
And it is more convenient. I've had personal experience with that.
Mm-hmm.
We pride ourselves on being the ultimate safety net for any and all kids in the region. We never close.
Mm-hmm.
In my perfect dream world, I'd like to go totally out of business and never have a sick kid.
Ah, yes.
But on the other hand, the reality is we got to do it. And mm-hmm. when the phone rings and somebody calls me from Utica or Loudville, Alex Bay, down to Star Lake, anywhere, what do you need? How can I help you? Send the child.
Mm.
Often we're overloaded, we're busy. But in the end, no one can fault the goal, and it's to provide services for children.
Well, I think that's absolutely true. Now, do you think you're seeing more kids because fewer families have access to insurance?
We're looking at that.
Yeah. It seems to be a trend across the country.
We're a fail-safe.
Yeah.
I go to bed at night knowing, at a minimum, emergency medicine physicians, whether they be peds or not, say no to no one,
mm-hmm.
don't screen or pre-screen mm-hmm. their patients, are always available, and have a simple job to do, which is to take care of the patient. So it's kind of a clean life.
Yeah, well, I don't know how clean it is, but certainly it's an experience that you have universally. That's true. All right. What can we expect with the opening of the Galisona Children's Hospital? Will it change the pediatric emergency experience at all?
Yes, in an odd and interesting way. And I've been in Central New York long enough to see the good sides of what's coming. Those of us in the academic world are always telling all the people of the region, we'll get better doctors and we'll get more money to recruit subspecialists, and that's a fact.
Uh-huh.
Children's hospitals have more clout than general hospitals with children in them.
Sure they do.
But there's some added benefits that are important. Number one, we used to co-board kids at two in a room,
mm-hmm.
which really made it very difficult to clear beds out when kids had infectious diseases like GI bugs.
They're giving them back and forth to
bang,
each
bang.
Other.
So
yeah.
Kids were moving across hallways all night.
Mm-hmm.
All the rooms in Galisano are private. Number one, patient privacy is guaranteed. Number two, no longer is there, what does he have, pneumonia? He can't go in with a crouper or vice versa.
Oh, yeah.
That'll streamline the admissions process such that a patient will go upstairs to the inpatient service very quickly mm-hmm. from the emergency department. Every empty room I have is an available spot for a new patient.
Oh, there you go.
And you and I have talked about this. We are trying to look at our services in a family-centered way. Why am I waiting? What is going on? How can I make my kid comfortable in the waiting room? We have just hired a child life specialist to be there 6 days a week, thanks
great.
To the Children's Miracle Network.
There you go.
Who has funded us for 3 years of the graciousness of the Central New York people. This child life specialist is a miracle worker.
Mm.
He will go out to the waiting room to a parent who's been there for an hour and say, does your child need something to eat, something to play with, something appropriate for age? When the child's in the room and they're in pain and having a procedure, they can do wonders with distraction and that kind of technique.
That's fabulous.
And I'll tell you, in all honesty, the biggest advance in pediatric emergency medicine in the last decade has been family-centered care, by far.
Well, you know, let's go to some of that family-centered for a moment. We've only got another minute, but let's talk about what parents can do. Say they need to take their child to the emergency room. What is the best way to make that experience less stressful, let's say, for both you and for the parent and the child?
That's a perfect question. Number one, my job is simple. Let you know what you're in for.
Mm-hmm.
As all anyone in life wants to know is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I waiting?
Mm-hmm.
We've all been kept waiting in different circumstances, and there's two flavors of waiting. There's waiting without an explanation where you automatically blame the system and hate the world. That's human nature. Mm-hmm. Versus, look, I'm sorry, we're very busy. It's going to be X time. And then somebody says, okay,
all
I'm
right.
adapting.
You're managing their expectations.
Now, what the families have to realize, and it's a tough pill, is that we are an uncontrolled environment. And you may come on a night where bad things happen mm-hmm. that always take priority over let's celebrate your moderately bad child. And it's a tough thing to watch people go ahead of you. I understand that. But I always try to turn the coin and say to a parent, well, celebrate wellness. You're
yes.
in better shape. That rule in emergency medicine never changes. The sick go first.
Well, and that's fair. You know, it's certainly, as you say, if you turn those tables, you want to know that if you're sicker, you're the one who's going first, no matter what time you arrive.
You cannot violate that.
Well, you know, it sounds like things are very exciting now for the new Children's Hospital. It sounds like some changes for you and how you are able to get those 24, 25,000 kids through your pediatric
small
emergency
steps.
Room. That's right. Dr. Richard Kanter, thanks so much for coming by this morning.
Come visit.
Okay, I will. And listeners, we do need to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. Please stay with us. This is Upstate Medical University's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.